Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. Andrea is in the house, and I love when Andrea is here. It's just the best. But we are going to get into some good conversation. We were actually just talking about like school drop-off and pickup, so that might come up in conversation. Who knows? We'll be right back, friends. Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. If you are listening on Teach Better Talk, we want to give you a special shout out for listening over on the podcast, or better yet, if you're watching on YouTube, you get like 5 extra credit points today. I don't know what that means because it means nothing, but it's what you get today. Andrea, I'm so glad you're here hanging out.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's going to be the best. I feel like we've been having, like, it's either like the team's on or guests are on, and the team, it's usually like Katie and Josh and Jeff. And I was like, no way. We got to get Andrea in here. Andrea is so fun. I was literally just watching you live yesterday because you hang out and go live all the time with the ambassadors. You're just so great. We need to go live together more often.
Well, sure. If you're going to build me up like that, let's go live all the time.
All the time. So guys, it was funny before we clicked the live button, Andrea and I were talking about things that seem to take longer than they ever should take. Like the example we specifically had was like picking kids up from school for no reason takes 100 years, even though Andrea and I both from like the teacher side, it's so organized. So like, I don't know how to make it better, but can you guys think of and throw them in the comments? Like, what are things that take ridiculously long that you're like, that should not. Take long?
Right. That is a story of my life. Like when things take a long time, I'm okay. I'm a patient person, but when I know it's something that should take like 5 minutes and it takes 20, it like eats me up inside and I just perseverate on it. And I know I have a problem and I need to work on it, but I just me alive.
Hey, the first step is admitting it, but like, okay. So I used to use packets almost exclusively for all my units, and making copies of packets takes outrageously long. Like I just can't.
Well, yeah. And then always something will go wrong. Same thing. I used to make like literature circle packets back in the day, and then it would never fail. I'd be like halfway through and like the staples would be out in the copy machine. And then I'd be like, oh wait, no big deal. I'll staple them all myself, thinking that won't take forever. And then I'm sitting there stapling and I'm like, I hate this. I could be doing so many different things.
Yeah. So like stapling, or like anytime I have to alphabetize something for some reason, that takes twice as long than I in my head think it should take. Like I know my alphabet. I speak English. I am a teacher. Why does alphabetizing take so long? I don't understand.
No, I used to make Kyle do it for me. So like when he was in PA school, like I would help him, you know, do like study. I'm like, okay. He's like, well, what can I do for you? I'm like, put these papers in alphabetical order. But I would number my papers. So I'm like, just put them in numerical order. Because I just hated doing it. He's like, that's what you need help on? I was like, yes. Yes.
For some reason, numerical order feels easier than alphabetical order. You don't have to think as much.
No. Well, because it's hard if they have like, let's say it's like an A last name and it's like A-L, A-R, A-S, and you got to really think like, oh, but if it's a number, it's just 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it is.
Yeah, I assume it's because we move up and down numbers more often than I move up and down my ABCs in a cognitive way. Right. I think everyone in the comments can be like, Ray, you're an idiot.
No. Hashtag teacher problems, right?
Yeah, hashtag teacher problems. Okay, so I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, ooh. Have you ever made anything in the microwave? Because I believe microwave minutes are longer than normal time. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Like, so like you're really hungry, you put something in, you're standing there waiting, and that 60 seconds seems to take forever.
Oh, even 30 seconds. You're like, oh, I need to heat this up. So like 30 seconds, no big deal. You throw it in and you're like, oh my God, this is the longest 30 seconds. Jesus, come on.
See, well, the microwave confuses me because I will like think I have it down. Okay. Can I tell a story?
Please.
So I used to every day, I was like on a kick one school year where I made popcorn. Okay. And I knew exactly how many minutes it took, for my bag of popcorn. So I put it in. I went to the bathroom. I started smelling something, Ray. I was in the bathroom for a long time. Oh, no. I like almost burned the entire school down. I don't know what happened. It was the same microwave that I always use. Something went wrong that day. I walked into the teacher's lounge. There was like black smoke. They were like, open the windows before like the smoke alarm goes off. We were waving the towel. It was terrible. And then, of course, the teacher's lounge was at that school I was in was like attached to like the office. So the office, the teacher's lounge, everything smelled like burnt popcorn. I swear for weeks. Or it was just that I was super sensitive to it. And it was my first year at that school, of course, because why would it not be? So that minute and a half, whatever I put it in, seemed like it did take an eternity because people were like, how long did you put it in for? I'm like, the same time that I do every single day. Like, I didn't change a single thing. And they're like, well, you must have like pressed the wrong button. I'm like, I did it. The microwave just hates me. And I'm sorry. It was terrible.
Vaulted against me. It was not my.
Yeah. So.
And I have, there's nothing like the, I know, like I say this like totally comically, but like there's nothing like the teacher you hate that made the hallway or the office smell in a, like smell bad, like burnt popcorn, or if someone like brings like fish for lunch and heats
Yeah, like tuna.
We don't actually hate them, of course. Like there's nothing like walking into that room being like,
you're like, whoa,
who did this?
Oh yeah.
Who did this?
I got notes like in my mailbox and in my room for like weeks after. Like, hey, Andrea, you gonna make some popcorn? Or, ooh, I smell something. Is it? Let's go check in Andrea's room. Like, no, funny.
That's so funny. Think of things that scar you as a teacher trying to be a good colleague.
But at least, like, I don't know how those smoke alarms did not go off. Because if the whole school had to be evacuated, I think I would have resigned on the spot. I'd be like, I'm done. I'm sorry. Replace me.
I can't work here anymore. That's so funny. Friend, we hope that you are starting your morning off with no hiccups. And maybe us talking about ridiculous mistakes we made will make it so you don't have any errors in your day. I mean, none of you are going to burn popcorn today. I can promise you that.
Learn.
Yes. Totally learned. I think that's so funny. Well, friends, I know you know Andrea. And if you don't, then you're new to our community. And I'm thrilled to introduce you to Andrea. But I guess I can let you introduce yourself, except I feel like I would do a better introduction for you. I think you should let me do it.
Okay, totally do it. And then I'll critique you afterwards.
All right. Dun, 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 dun. Andrea is here. Andrea is part of the Teach Better team. She's been on the Teach Better team forever. I don't even know when she joined, but she's literally the one with Megan Hosey who created the Ambassador Program. She runs our academy. She does all the things. She used to be a middle school ELA teacher and was then overly involved in all the things like drama club and all that cool stuff. But literally, Andrea is not only the coolest team member on the team, but she is the best person to get food with because she eats like everything. And you always can like split a bowl of like chips and salsa with Andrea. And it's awesome. She's the best.
I like that extra caveat. That is so me. That is, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't want to finish your food, I will finish it for you. Never throw away food in front of me. I will always finish it for you.
Knowing that then she, on the flip side, in her like quote unquote free time, like not counting her gorgeous family and everything, is a dance teacher and she's like super thin and fit. And like, I don't know how people are like that, but I live vicariously through her with like the metabolism.
It's slowing down lately, but I think it's because I'm always doing so much. So like I'm burning the calories. I don't know. I literally got home from teaching dance last Monday at 10 o'clock. I had 5 hours of dance. And I could not stop eating. Kyle was like, put the crackers away and come to bed. I was like, but I'm so hungry.
I love that Kyle is so tough on you sometimes, but like he's in the medical field. So you're like, okay, I feel like I have to listen to you, but also you're my husband. So no.
Oh yeah, no. No, when I was pregnant, I would like ask him questions. I'm like, I'm going to call my doctor. And then like, she would affirm like everything he had just said. And he was like, so are we going to keep not listening to me and bothering your doctor when I told you the same thing? I was like, yes, I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it sounds different. It sounds different coming from your doctor versus your husband that's a doctor.
And I try to pretend. I'll be like, oh, well, she told me this. And he was like, oh, didn't that sound familiar? I'm like, no. It's first time I heard it.
Thank God she was there because otherwise I would have never known.
Exactly.
Well, Andrew, we have like a ton of things we can get into moving forward. I was thinking we would do a listener question. Yes. Recently, I had like Katie and I were live together and I had her pick a random number and we just answered a random listener question because we have like literally 300 plus. So are you up for like a rando question?
Let's do it. It makes me a little nervous, but I'm excited. Let's do it.
I know. I kind of get nervous too. And then I remember like, these are from our community. They're all about education. We can figure it out.
I think so. We got this.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Back to Teach Better Today. We are in our team talk section and I love answering listener questions. I'm so glad, Andrea, that you're up for it. I've been trying to do them on my Instagram like as much as possible because we have so many questions. And so I'm trying to like answer them from my perspective, but then also hope they get answered on the show by somebody. And gosh, I love educators being inquisitive, but also like sharing a little insight in what they might be struggling with. So we are going to pick a random listener question from our huge Excel spreadsheet. But if any of you are listening and you have some fun listener questions, it can be like really serious or super casual, just DM one of us and we'll add it to the list. Andrea, looking at our list, we have 302 on this list. So you can pick any number from 1 to 302.
Wow.
And then what I did is like when we do one, I delete that line. So like if Katie picked, I think she like legitimately picked like 192, we answered that question. Then I like deleted it. So the new 192 is like a different question. Do you know what I mean?
Got it. Got it. Okay. Let's do, how about we'll go towards the end, 299.
Ooh, whoa. 299. That's like gonna have to scroll so far for that one. Hold on. Let's see. All right. This one is interesting, but actually, see, we got this. We got this one. Ready? Okay. It says, how can veteran and new teachers work as a team to support each other's strengths and areas of growth?
Oh my gosh, I love that one.
Yeah, I know. So, see, we can do this. Go ahead. Give me your initial thoughts.
Yeah, well, so I spent a lot of time being a mentor. I was a mentee for a long time working in different schools, and then I became a mentor. And you can learn so much from each other. So the veteran teachers know, I mean, throw anything at them, they've probably experienced it, whether it's, you know, a parent situation, a student situation, some type of, you know, lesson that you've been doing. They've probably done it or something like that. But the new teachers have such a new take on it. So they might be like, oh, yeah, I tried that, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, even 15, that didn't work. And the new teacher could say, okay, but did you try it like this? So I love that you can build that experience in with like the new expertise. I love the learning from my mentees. Like they would come to me with questions and then I would answer them and say, okay, well, what are you thinking? And they're like, well, I was thinking about this. I'm like, I never thought about that. Tell me more. Because we were trained totally differently. The way colleges are training new graduates now is nothing like the way I was trained when I was in college. So there's so much to learn.
I love that perspective because I know you and I have both had really, really strong mentors and continue to collect. Like I'm constantly on the hunt for like, who can help me with something? And I'd love to take a moment, if you're live with us, or even if you're watching this after the fact, throw in a little shout out, like tag your mentor or mentee that you love collaborating with. Because what I've learned is like veteran or new teacher, it doesn't really matter. To me, it's so much more about any teacher's willingness to be a collaborator, right? Like, because that's the only real hiccup I see sometimes, like new teachers and veteran teachers. I'm blaming both of you.
Okay. Gosh.
Like this is like, sometimes somebody comes in and they feel like they know everything or at least put on that persona. And so they're not great collaborators, but like you, Andrea, and I've seen you do this like firsthand, you're always eager to like collaborate and learn and figure out whatever's before you. So the more brains we have in that melting pot of solutions, the better.
Right. And ultimately it comes down to, I mean, you'll hear me say this all the time. You want to do what's best for kids, right? So what's best for kids 10 years ago might not be what's best for kids now, but maybe you just don't know how to make it better. That's where that new novice teacher comes in and to say, well, hey, how about this? And then you can take that awesome idea that you've been using for years, but tweak it and make it more, you know, up to date. Like when I first started teaching, we were still making, you know, book jackets for our, you know, book of the month for doing your book reports. You know, you can do that same information, but digitalize it, you know? So like, I remember working with a teacher and she's like, well, we always do a book jacket. It's like, right, but we could take that same information and we can make that on, like, we have all these resources available to us now. And we used, it wasn't Canva, but it was like a version like that from like back of the day, like super generic. And she was like, oh, this is the same thing, but it's a lot cooler. I'm like, I know. So we were able. So I think too, when you're coming at it as you don't want to necessarily change what someone's doing, but change the layout of it, change the perspective. So I still took the meat and the potatoes of that project, but it was just in a different format.
Yeah. You're essentially talking about how like veteran teachers come in and have that strong foundation and the new teachers can come in and elevate the practice being done in some way, or veteran teacher is struggling with something, then you now have a brainstorm buddy and vice versa. I mean, how many times have you struggled with something like every single moment of the day? At least that was me. So like provide me with not only like footing to stand on, but also, you know, that collaboration. So I think there's so many good things here. To me, it really just comes down to the two parties being willing to communicate with respect on both sides. And I think that's more, that's more about like collaborating, not about like if you're a new teacher or a veteran teacher.
It's just like your basic communication skills. I'm a reading specialist as well. And I remember my training for that, they said like, you know, some teachers are going to, you know, if you're pushing in, for example, they might like, I don't need help. I got this. So you have to go about it. You know, you're not going to come in and be like, okay, here's all the strategies. You're doing this, this, and this wrong. But say, oh, you know, this is a strategy that I use that really helps, you know, my students. Would you maybe like to try it? And then if they say no, like, okay, great. You know, so it goes back to just your basic human skills as opposed to like veteran versus novice teacher skills.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that. You know, literally, you and I, what was that, a day or two ago, we were in a meeting for Teach Better. And you always come to our meetings with like all these phenomenal ideas. And so I was sitting in that meeting with you and I was like, Andrea, can I work with you on that? Involve me. I want to play. I want to do that job too. And like, I just think the more educators can collaborate, whether it's because one educator struggling and so you're supporting, or even just to have more hands to like kind of cover the work that needs to be done, the better the outcome is, in my opinion. So I like collaborating with you. I think it's fun.
Oh yeah, me too.
You know, it's interesting. I have like a follow-up question to this that I don't know that either of us have the answer to, but maybe we could rely on our comments and come to some sort of conclusion before the end of today. When do you transition from a new teacher to a veteran teacher? And like, I have no idea. Like, do I count now? Can I be a veteran teacher? Like,
no, I feel the same way. Technically, I guess I am a veteran teacher now, but I don't feel like it, right? I know one of my colleagues used to say it was when you got a student teacher. And I was like, well, I've never had a student teacher, but I still feel like, I don't know. It's weird. And then somebody else was like, well, it's when you become like the crazy old lady. And I was like, well, I don't ever want to be the crazy old lady in my classroom. And I feel like I maybe was my first year. Like they would say I was crazy. Well, I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Crazy old lady, check. I've already been like that for years. Or student teacher. We were in a school, at least at the time I was teaching a school that took a ton of student teachers because we were right next to university. So I had a student teacher, like my third year teaching. I don't think you're a veteran. That feels too early.
Not yet.
So, and I know.
But the 10-year can come in some schools. I don't know.
But I also think 10-year can come at year 3 or 4. So are you a veteran teacher by year 3 or 4?
No.
This is like the question of like, at what age are you old? That like, I'm always like, okay, here's my perspective. If you're 60, you're old. And then guys, Wait, I'm so wrong.
If your mom is listening to this, Julie's going to be not happy with you.
This is literally what I'm saying. This is literally what I'm saying. My mother turned 60 this year. Obviously I've known my mother my whole life. She is my best friend. She has never been so fit and hot and smart and ambitious. She is like, literally, she's like, and I'm like, what? I'm like, if this is what 60 looks like, sign me up. Like, she's healthier than I am, like rocking at life. So now I'm like, well, I don't know, 102, then you're old. But wait till Julie Ford gets there. Julie Ford's going to be strutting down the street at 102. I don't know.
With her voluminous hair. I love your mom's hair.
She's so cool. She's like the coolest. She like watches these. So mom, if you're listening, we think you're fab. Just so you
know. Of course.
But I do want to know, veteran teacher. So friends, let us know. Is it like, after you've been teaching for a decade, is it like numerical? Is it mentality? I feel like veteran teachers have the mentality that they just come and go from their job. Like, it's almost like the people who have lost their passion. And if that's the case, then maybe none of us will ever be veteran teacher.
Yeah,
that we'll never be veteran teachers. I don't know.
I know. I always hated the term. They're like, oh, well. Like, I remember like working from school, so they'd be like, oh, Andrea could do it. She's a seasoned veteran. I'm like, what does that even mean? That just means you're setting me up to do something that nobody else wants to do. And you're saying it's because I'm seasoned. No, don't sign me up for that.
Hold on though. Seasoned means that you have a lot of knowledge. It sounds it was a cop out, but.
Oh, for sure. It's like, oh, she'll be fine. Don't worry about her. She's got this.
So is it bad when I call you an OG of the Teach Better team? Because you've been around like as long as I've been around. So
no, that's different. Yeah, no, that's
an OG is like a compliment. Oh, an OG is like a compliment? Okay. Mm-hmm. What does OG stand for?
Like the original. Yeah.
I feel like if it's OG, it should be two words. Am I losing my mind?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to go do a check on my brain. I probably just need more coffee. But friends, we hope you have an amazing day ahead. We're excited to hear all about your veteran teacher definitions. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll all be one, or maybe we'll never be one. But we hope you guys have an amazing day. And of course, reach out if you need anything. Andrea and I, as well as the whole team, is here to support you always. So bye, friends.
Bye.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.